Welcome back to the Year 8 podcast, episode 90, and the first episode in probably 2 months. You're back with myself, Jamie, and our first guest, Saman. How's it going, bro?
Good. I'm excited to be here.
Oh, yeah, thank you for getting our first episode of season 4. Really quickly, yeah, we've taken a bit of a break, but yeah, finally back, uploading every single week. I promise, every single week. If we don't do it every single week, it's me being lazy. Because I have free time now. So yeah, every single week. We're going to start off with just asking how our week's been. So we're recording this on a Monday. We'll talk about last week.
Yep.
We'll start with you. Okay. How was your week last week?
You've actually probably got me in a good time. Because okay. Last week was probably one of the most hectic weeks of my life.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I just had a lot of work going on. And I was pretty much taking all my time. For context, I do commercial cleaning as a business.
Yeah.
And I just got given like 6 new Airbnb properties to clean.
Let's go.
And like initially, now I've passed it off to contractors, but initially I do it myself.
Mm-hmm.
And bro, making beds and being covered in sheets, like, it stresses me out. I don't mind cleaning, but making beds, not my forte.
Fair enough.
So it's been very busy, but now things are much more organized.
Solid. Any events you went to last week at all? Or?
Any events? No, I was just working the whole time.
Working?
Yeah.
I've seen you in the, I said before we recorded, I've been seeing you in Uber.
Oh, yes. That was maybe 2 weeks ago that I made that.
Because I've only met you once at the event.
Yes.
But I feel like I see you every day.
Yeah, I've done like a
it's
lot
good,
of ads.
Though. It's good.
Wait, is that the Uber ad that's on TV?
No, not on
TV. It's like when you scroll.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Shit.
And I see you do the ones where you're like renting out equipment, right?
Yes. Yeah. So that's a cool startup tech company that I've joined as well.
That's cool.
So yeah, I'm just making videos for them as well.
Awesome.
Dope.
What about you?
My week's been pretty hectic as well. What have I been up to? Yeah, work. Went to your wrestling event on the Saturday.
Mm.
Yeah, that was Saturday.
Saturday.
Then I also had a birthday dinner on the Saturday night straight after that, which was pretty good. I feel like I did something on the Friday, but I can't remember. Sunday, chores. Yeah, it's about it, really. Yeah. And now we're here.
I recorded my week last week. I'm doing like a week in the life of a content creator.
Oh, nice.
So I'll put that out in a couple of days or something. What did I do? A lot of filming. A lot of recording, making skits and stuff. For context, everyone who knows O'Shea Murphy, we spoke about this. He doesn't live with me. But we did so much content at my house that it looks like we live together. But yeah, lots of content. I went to a couple events. And the wrestling. I'll get into the wrestling a little bit later. But yeah. Thank you for obviously coming on the podcast. Before we get into our few good segments, I just want to ask you, who are you? And just go as, I know you've given a little briefly just now, but
yeah.
Let's go on depth.
Okay, all right.
who is Saman? Let's go in there.
When you ask it like that, I feel like I need to give a deep answer, but anyway. I'm Saman Yavari, 23 years old. I've got a few businesses, and I guess you can call me an aspiring entrepreneur. So I own a commercial cleaning business. I own a creative studio, and I make content as well. And I've recently joined a tech startup as well. So those are the things I'm doing at the moment. But I guess like my deeper goal in life, I guess, is to educate and inspire others regarding finance and also just self-improvement in general.
Dope.
I love it.
That was deep enough, eh?
That's a pretty good answer, man.
No, that was perfect. That was perfect. One of the events you went to that looked so cool was the one where you woke up at like 5 a.m. Was it Hoka?
Oh, yes.
The shoe thing?
Yes.
That was cool. I saw that. I walked past that store today in the city, right?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Is it in the city?
Yes, it's in the city.
Yeah.
What's that?
It's like, you could probably tell us,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, well, Hoka's just a shoe brand, right?
Okay.
But they basically did an event where it was like a 5K run. And during this time, I was running a lot, trying to work on 75 hard and getting some fitness in.
Yeah.
And during that event, it was like the launch of it's their first store in New Zealand. Mm. So it was like a big, you know, event.
Oh,
yeah.
That's sick.
Yeah. And then they hid like this plastic bluebird cutout in the store.
Oh.
And you found it, eh?
I randomly found it. And I was like, oh,
this? What do you get, though?
I won entry into the Auckland Marathon. Which, like, it's cool, but, I was like, oh, is this really a win? Like,
yeah, bro, I'd be hoping for, like, free shoes or something.
Yeah, so.
Did you get any free shoes?
I got free shoes as well, yeah. Sick. But I wasn't a fan of them when I tried them on. But
did they tell you what the prize would be before you found the bird?
Yes, yeah, yeah.
I was going to say.
I didn't even think I was going to find it. Yeah. I wasn't really looking for it. I was like, oh, these shoes look nice. I picked up a pair of shoes and it fell out from the bottom. And I was like, oh.
Wow, bugger.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you guys feel like you went for like a big run, eh?
It was just 5Ks. For that event, yeah.
Wait, I think I've actually seen some other content creators doing that run. There was, yeah, a couple of weeks ago, eh?
Yeah, yeah, there was a lot of people who went to that event.
And well, it started in the city and went around the base?
Like towards the viaduct, yeah.
Oh, okay. I think I saw a couple of creators doing that as well, which that seemed pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, it was a nice, fun event.
You had that fitness journey too, eh?
Yes, yeah. I need to get back on it.
75?
So I did 2 fitness challenges. In January, I ran 1 kilometer for each day of January. So January 1st, 1 kilometer. Mm. January 2nd, 2 kilometers.
Oh, I don't think I knew about this one.
Oh, okay. All the way on January 31st, I ran 31 kilometers.
So is it like on January 31st, you ran 31 Ks?
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
So in total for January, I ran 500 kilometers and fundraising for charity. That was really good.
That's cool.
And, yeah, like pushed myself more than I ever could, you know, because I'm not much of a runner.
Physically, how did you feel at the end?
Pain, like I was in so much pain.
Ooh, I kind of want to try that, eh?
Yeah, I reckon. Yeah, it's really good.
You obviously made a video about it.
Yeah, so I filmed every single day, so okay. All 31 days.
I don't think I've seen that one. I'm gonna check that out.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna check that out. That's cool.
And then in February I did a 75 hard as well. After that, but I stopped around day 63, I think.
Oh, bro, you were so close to finishing it.
I know. I was so annoyed, but I got like a really bad foot injury.
Oh.
I couldn't even walk, so I was like, this is stupid for me to keep pushing myself.
Will you restart? Try again?
Huh? Nah, 75 days is long.
I want to do 75 hard, but do it so like I finish it by New Year's Day for this year.
Because
I've just started going.
Also like 75 days before like
New Year's Eve. And then on New Year's Eve, that's like the final day of 75 hard. And then I can just like drink a shit ton on like New Year's Eve and just get like...
What would that be like, October or something?
I actually don't know. I haven't really looked into it. I've just kind of thought about it.
See, but that could be a good content to make.
Shit, 100%. I've always like been a fan of the 75 hard, but I'm just like, man, like I'm too lazy. But now like recently I have started going to the gym again. Last week I started going. So yeah, I think I'm like kind of in the mindset to get back into it and start doing something along those lines and getting some content out there, which should be pretty cool.
That'll be good. Yeah. I can see you doing it. And I think you'll do it.
Yeah. What was the most like challenging part for 75 hard for you?
I'd say like the activities are actually okay, but I guess it's the consistency which is a bit difficult. And for me, the hardest part was saying no to a lot of like dinners or like, hey, let's go out to town and drink. And I was like, I can't. I'm doing 75 hard.
Yeah,
you kind of have to minimize socializing a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
So I guess that part's difficult. But in terms of like doing 2 workouts a day, reading 10 pages, that's nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
Water, like all the actual individual tasks are easy. Yeah.
For those who don't know, could you just like explain kind of what in 75 hard is? Just
So for 75 days, you're supposed to be reading 10 pages of a book each day, which is a self-improvement book. Do 2 45-minute workouts. One is indoor, which is generally gym, and then one is outdoor, which I did running. And then obviously follow a strict diet. So for me, it was meal prepping. And
isn't it also waking up at 5 a.m. or something along those lines? Waking up really early?
I didn't do that one.
Okay.
What's a good time to wake up, do you think? Because I when I was working, I'm not working at the moment. When I was working, I did 4:30 just to go to the gym. Mainly because, you probably know this, I have social anxiety going to the gym. I don't like waiting for the weights. I kind of just want to do it because I get worried of doing it myself. I'm slowly getting better, but... What do you think is a good time to wake up? Is 5 ridiculous or is like...
I think 5 is the perfect time to wake up. Okay. That being said, I never wake up at that time.
Is there any time you think where like you wake up too early that is not good for you? Or is that just something I just made up in my head?
No, I think that's something... I think as long as you're getting your 8 hours of sleep a day.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's any time that's like bad or good to wake up. I think like it's bad to wake up at like midday sort of thing.
Yeah, of course.
But... At the same time, like I guess it depends on what works for your schedule. Because for me, I wake up at 5, but that's for work. And then I jump on the road, get to work, and then after work, I hit the gym. But I don't know. I guess it's whatever works for you at the end of the day, really.
Yeah.
What time do you normally wake up?
At the moment, it's been about like 6:30.
I respect that. Mine's like 7 or 8.
What about you? Well, you said 5, eh?
Yeah,
what
5.
What time do you go to sleep?
Oh, 9-ish.
That's good.
Depending, like, I'll usually get in bed by 8 and start watching, like, a TV show for an hour.
Well,
and then
Squid Game's done me dirty. So I had like a really bad sleep the other night because I didn't go to sleep till like 3 a.m. because I was watching it. And so it's kind of messed up my sleep schedule the last few days.
When did you wake up that day?
I woke up at 7 because I had to be somewhere. And then my body just wasn't working that day. And then I had the wrestling and it just screwed it up. So it's been a bit weird for a couple of days. What time do you go to sleep?
Every day is different, but normally 2 to 3 a.m., which is bad. But
you go to sleep at 2 or 3 a.m.?
Yeah. Wake up at like 7 or 8.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not good. I want to change that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I always end up working late. And for some reason, I'm more productive at night.
Mm.
Actually, I know. I saw your story once at like 4 o'clock or something. Like, just finished the day or something like that.
Yeah,
I was like, what's this guy doing?
Bro, that's crazy.
Finished the day.
I'm starting my day at that time, bro. What the hell?
Because I guess like at nighttime, I can just lock in. There's no distractions.
Yeah.
Like, no one's messing.
Are you like flatting or yourself? Or
I live with my sister right now.
Oh, yeah. That's cool.
I find myself, I am more productive at nighttime. But unfortunately, because of my job at the moment, I have to start really early in the day. I wish I could stay up all night, man, because it's like honestly my most productive hours. But in all fairness, I actually don't have anything to be productive over. Playing video games. Doing some random like investment stuff. Yes, that's not really that like productive. That doesn't need much productivity though.
I know Jamie will have a lot of like investing questions because you do that a lot, and I'll have something that I'll share as well. So,
okay, awesome.
But before we do that, before I introduce the segment, is there an update?
Nah.
Can I tell them? So
yeah.
We have this segment that we do every week. It's called Jamie's Love Life.
Okay.
So we give him an update. He gives us an update. He's looking for a girlfriend. He's not looking for something. He gives us an update. What's happening? Weren't you going on a date?
Yeah.
Though?
So last we spoke, which was last week, but that episode.
Is this a girl you matched with or met on person? Or?
Yeah, this is the girl I matched with on Tinder while I was in Whangarei. So she lived in Paihia. She was like really like real good chick to talk to, but after talking to her for a while, I didn't do the date for two reasons. One, it's exam season at the moment, so I didn't really want to distract her from her studying. But also, two, after talking to her for about a week, I realized we don't actually have much in common, which is like kind of a big thing for me. I like to conversate about things that I love doing and like playing games or music and that kind of stuff. We didn't have anything in common. So I was like, oh, okay, well, this is awesome. And then, yeah, I just pretty much said like,
yeah, that's fair enough, though.
We're not a good fit, like... You're an awesome person. I'd love to meet you in person and like be friends, but I don't think we could endure a proper serious relationship. Because I like for me, one of the key things in a relationship is you've got to actually, you might not want to have everything in common, but at least having a couple of things in common, like some similar music tastes. Like, bro, when I'm driving in the car, I want my missus to be singing with me because I like love music and I like that's kind of my expression of my feelings. So if she doesn't like my music, later bolt. Yeah.
No, 100%. I'll move you on that.
Yeah.
That's respect.
But, yeah, other than that, yeah, nothing, no real updates this week. We're still on that Tinder grind. Yeah.
Any tips?
Any tips? I'm...
Because you're pretty good at side hustles and all that stuff. Any dating tips from
maybe
good one-liners in the Tinder chat you can give them?
I've never ever downloaded any of those dating apps, eh?
Good
for some reason. Is that, why do you say that?
But what did you say?
Good. Tinder is like terrible. It just like, it literally, I don't know if demoralizes is the right word, but I've had Tinder for 3 years and I've probably had a total of like 10 matches. And I was in town once with one of my girlfriends. She was like on Tinder, bro. We were like at a pub. She was just swiping on Tinder. Literally every guy she swiped right on, match. And I was like, what the fuck, bro? And then I go on my Tinder, swipe.
I think
like,
it's just females, eh?
Yeah, no, it is. It is. Because female. Like the way that I see it, and I don't want to sound bad, but like most guys take like a look at a chick and like, yeah, that I'd go on a date with her. Whereas chicks actually like, look in depth into your profile, look at all of your photos, yes. Look at your bios, look at your quotes and stuff, and then they swipe left or right. So I think for that reason, girls have a lot more matches. Like, it's a lot easier for them to get matches, whereas with guys, it's a lot more competitive. Yeah, kind of sucks, but oh well. I want to delete the fucking dating apps, but...
I remember a few years ago, I matched with some girl, obviously before I had a girlfriend, I matched with some girl, and we were getting along great, and I went back to her place to have dinner with her family and that, and we went to her room, going to watch a movie, and she asked me to get something from her drawer, opened up the drawer. I swear to God, I might have told you this. 50 vapes. Oh. Or must have been like, she said like 40, did I tell you this?
Nah, you haven't.
47, 48 vapes in there. It's like, Daniel, I don't vape. I don't do any of that stuff. But, you know, if someone does it, it doesn't bother me. But 50.
Yeah, to that extent.
Okay, 50, on that note, she collects them.
On that note, 3 weeks sober. Three weeks sober on the vapes. And 3 weeks sober from the Czar, which is like, yeah, pretty big accomplishment for me.
You're going to update every week, eh?
Yeah, every week. I'm still on the nicotine patches, and I still get really heavy, like, temptations, but they come and go. Like, they only last, like, 5 minutes, but I'm still going strong. It's really hard when I drink, because I, like, obviously to combat being bored, I drink in the weekends. But, yeah, that's, like, probably the most time I want to, like, have a smoke, and it's like, fuck, man, this is so hard. But, yeah, no, it's been going good. I'm getting pissed off with the smoke-free messages. I get, like, 2 messages a day from the quit line, and they're like just like really supposed to be inspirational quotes, but they're just like really badly written. And I'll be like listening to music at work, and then it will just like stop my music. It's be like, you got a message from this, and then I'll read out the message. I'm like, oh cool, I just get really pissed off at it. But nah, going strong so far. 3 weeks, so
that's great. Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah,
you got any questions about investing and stuff?
Oh, okay. Do you invest much yourself?
Yes, so mainly into stocks and crypto.
Okay, stocks. What would you say is your top 5 stocks at the moment? Keep in mind, just I want to say this disclaimer.
Yeah.
Do not take any... We're not telling you to invest in these stock options. We're just simply discussing it. We're not saying you should invest in these, so don't blame us if you lose your money. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much. I was just about to say a disclaimer, but you've covered me. So I'm pretty basic when it comes to stocks. Mm. I'm pretty lazy, so I don't do like in-depth research. But if I had to pick 5 stocks that I'm holding, I'd say one is probably Tesla. Again, a lot of controversy around the bro Elon at the moment, but I think their future plan is pretty solid.
Yeah, 100%.
Another one I have is Nvidia. Again, yeah, AI.
That's a no-brainer. They make all the computer chips for the world at the moment, so majority of them. But yeah.
And another one's Rocket Lab. They're doing a lot of missions.
New Zealand company. Got to support local, why not?
Exactly. I'm trying to think of a fourth one. No real reasoning behind this one, but for Ferrari. I've got a decent amount of Ferrari. It's doing okay my portfolio.
Oh, nice.
Again, that's not to say that will continue.
How long have you been invested in Ferrari for?
It's been over a year now.
Okay.
And yeah.
What would you say your percent return is roughly? Like just off the top of your head.
For Ferrari?
Yeah.
I think it's around 18% now, which...
That's not bad for a year. That's pretty good for a year holding.
Yeah, and it's pretty interesting because I would have thought that a lot of vehicle companies will be switching to EV.
Mm.
But I think Ferrari is just staying in their lane, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it's like a premium car, so...
Yeah, 100%.
And then my fifth one, which I think I'm pretty happy with this one, is Take-Two Interactive, who's making GTA 6.
Yeah, that.
So they own Rockstar Gaming, so I'm holding that for dear life.
Yeah, bro, as soon as GTA 6 drops next year, bro, that's it's just going to... Go to the moon, bro. Honestly,
I think it's already around 16%, which, you know, and it hasn't even come out yet, right?
That's pretty good. Yeah. That's pretty good. At the moment, my top 5 are probably the S&P index. Yep. I just invest in a lot of hedge funds. Because, like you said, I'm pretty lazy when it comes to investing. Yeah. I typically don't have the time to do much research on a lot of my stocks. So I think I've got 2 Vanguard ETF S&P 500 funds. I've got Nvidia, Palantir. Do you know much about the Palantir stock?
I'm annoyed that I didn't invest earlier.
Yep.
Because I was told about it years ago.
Yep.
And I was like, I don't really understand it, so I didn't invest in it, right?
So for a bit of precursor, Phoenix, there was this stock called Palantir. They pretty much are a military company, and they have made the Iron Dome for Israel, which is an anti-air missile system because of the war they're in at the moment. Their stock price, I think 3 years ago, was down like close to below $10. Definitely below $10. My mates invested around $12. And in the past 2-3 years, it's skyrocketed to, I think it just hit an all-time high on Friday, which was on when the market closed on Friday. So that would have been Saturday for us. It closed at an all-time high of $144.
Ooh.
So I've been holding on to it for probably 3-4 months now, and I've seen about a 5% return, which is pretty all right for like half a year's holdings.
That's, yeah.
Most return so far is NVIDIA and RTX, which is a company that makes the Patriot missiles in America, and they just announced recently that they will be starting to sell some of their anti-air missiles to Ukraine. So I invested some money in that, and I have seen some good returns over that recently. Pretty high returns, I prefer not to say, because it's kind of controversial putting money into war or like military companies. It can get a bit of backlash, so
yeah.
Either way.
That's interesting. I haven't heard of RTX, so I'll have to look into it.
I think the code is RTX, but the actual company is called Raytheon. I heard about it on the news, and I did some research myself. I was like, oh, yeah, this could be interesting. Might be the next Palantir, and it seems pretty good. Also, I put money in Burger Fuel. Probably my worst investment decision. I didn't do any research, and 10 years ago, they're at $3, and now they're currently at like 20 cents. I've lost about 17% on that.
Interesting, because I know they've expanded to a few other countries, but
they have, but surprisingly their stock price is not doing well at all, which kind of baffles me. I thought, like, every time the way that my mate does it, so I like did it with him as well, he's like, every time I buy a Burger Fuel burger, I'll buy like $30 on the stock, and I did that and it didn't go well for me at all. But hey, yeah, we live and learn, right? Yeah,
I have no idea about any of this stuff. I've never invested in anything. I've done no research. I have no idea.
One thing I will say is investing is really good instead of, and like I said, don't take my advice, but investing is a good option instead of saving, because inflation increases by 15, or roughly 15% every couple of years. Not 15%, 5%.
Okay. So could you explain everything like I'm 5 years old? Try that. Can you explain that to me like I'm 5 years old?
Okay, well, the way I see it, pretty much what you were saying, right? If you have your money in a savings account, right? Uh-huh. This is not financial advice, by the way. If you have your money in a savings account, you probably get like 1% return. You know, if you keep money in a savings account, the bank will give you some bonus.
Right.
Every year you get interest on your lump sum of money, depending on your account.
And that's like 1-2%, right? Mm-hmm. What the bank's doing is they're getting your money, investing it into like managed funds and stocks anyway, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they get an average of, let's say, 8-10% on the S&P 500, which is the 500 most profitable companies.
In America,
yeah. And the good thing about that is that if a company's not performing well, they kick it out and a new company comes in.
Also, if a company isn't like, if one company does bad, it doesn't mean you are essentially going to do bad, because all 500 companies would have to go down for your money to actually be lost. So it's like an average of all 500 companies. Inflation, do you know what inflation is?
I'm not really.
So every year a country prints more money. The problem with that is...
Oh, inflation, sorry. Yeah.
So because a country prints more money, that means the value of a dollar goes down. Mm-hmm. They try to combat that over the year with the Royal Bank and all that kind of stuff. But it, on average, depending on each country, it goes up by 2-5% every year. So, like you're saying, it's better to have your money in investments, not financial advice.
Yeah.
It's better to have your money in investments because you can actually jurisdict your percentage on how much money you make. And yeah, I've had a mind blank,
but what I was saying was the bank would put it into investments, get 8% and go, hey, here's 1% for you for using our bank, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you can just cut that bank part and do what the banks are doing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I definitely will need a few more lessons to understand it.
The best mindset to have about it is make your money work for you rather than you work for your money. That's like the best saying I've ever heard since I started investing, and that like really changed my mindset on how I look at money.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. Before we move on, I want to do that real quick. The sell me this pen. Do you know that one?
Oh my days. All right. Okay, you're putting well, I'm not a salesman, but yeah.
We got the pen. All right, sell me this pen.
Okay, so I don't need to explain to you what a pen does, right?
No.
I'm not going to be like, oh, it's made of ink, yada, yada. You know all this, right? Yeah. You know exactly what a pen does, right?
Yeah.
But I reckon let's play a game instead, right? Let's play tic-tac-toe.
Mm-hmm.
And if you win, I'll give you a grand.
Okay.
Yeah? Hey, you want to go first?
May I please borrow a pen, Jamie?
I don't have one on me.
Can I borrow?
I've got this one here.
I gotta borrow it? I don't want to keep it. I just want to borrow it.
It'll be $5. But a $5 investment and you can win a grand by winning me on tic-tac-toe.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yep.
I've sold you the pen.
It's the best way to do it.
Fuck, yeah, fair enough. Well, can I still get a chance for the 1,000?
Sure.
No. So you get $5 first.
Yeah, actually fair. You actually got me with that. I can't lie, eh? I can't lie.
Not too bad, yeah.
I can't lie.
I haven't heard that plan of attack before, honestly.
Have you tried something different? You sell me this pin.
Oh. Do you want to buy this pin?
Yeah, I do.
You do?
Oh, that was easy.
Oh, wait. No, I don't. I don't.
Then why are you in a pin store?
Well, okay, sell it to me, but I want it for cheap.
You want it for cheap?
Yeah.
$2?
No.
$1? 10 cents. Sold you the pin. It's pretty easy to sell things.
Yeah.
I do it for a job.
Fair.
Oh, what is your job, by the way?
I'm a territory sales manager. I look after all the supermarkets in Central, East, and South Auckland, but only for specific brands.
Yeah.
So we do, the company I work for is called Paddy's Corporation. It's an Australian company. We sell leader trays, which are like pre-made patties, quarter pounders. Have you ever been to a gas station and you've gone into the hot like deli cupboard and there's like pies, but there's also at the bottom, there'll be like lasagna toppers, corn on bleu toppers, chicken dippers, like all those kind of finger foods. We pretty much do 90% of that.
Oh,
we sell all of that. We do wholesale to gas stations, restaurants. Most places you get like, go get your fish and chips from, get a burger. They'll probably have our patties in it. We're a pretty big corporation. We do. We have a portfolio of over 50 SKUs and like 10 plus brands. So what my job is, I go around to all the supermarkets, make sure the promotions are active, make sure they have current stock numbers, make sure they have the current stock, like actual new products we're getting in. That's about it, really. I'm pretty much my own manager in the sense that like I have a boss, but I haven't seen my boss in like 2 months.
Yeah, you kind of manage your own time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I start whenever I want. I finish like whenever I want. But yeah, it's a pretty fun job. But it's definitely over the past year, it's really changed my mindset around my work mentality. Like I've realized I've got to be a lot more professional. When I first started the job, I was like real unprofessional, not dressing like this. I was dressing like baggy clothes and stuff. Mm. I work in freezers a lot as well. So that was part of the reason. But yeah, it's really interesting. Seeing how Foodstuffs and Woolworths as corporates work, there's a lot of headbutts.
Yeah, yeah.
And a lot of like little things that make the job like really annoying. But at the same time, you love it because I get to manage myself and I don't have someone looking over my shoulder all the time being like, you've done this wrong, you know? And yeah, I just love freedom, man.
Nah.
If I had a manager that was like looking at me all the time, I'd probably go insane.
Yeah, no, that's interesting because I used to do merchandising for Coca-Cola and Cadbury.
Oh, yes.
And what
that
is basically just stocking up the shelves and making it look pretty and, you know, building displays and whatnot. But pretty much the lower version of what you do.
I still do merchandising, but that's kind of come second. Like if I'm in the store, I might as well just bring the stock forward and like stock it up because I'm there already. You know, it always boosts sales regardless. So why not do it? How long were you a merchandiser at Coke and Cadbury?
Both for 1 year, exactly.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Why'd you leave?
I had to work overnight shifts, and that was just destroying my like whole life. Yeah, yeah.
How long, like during like the nighttime? You mean like throughout?
So once the supermarket closes, that's when I have to come in.
And what time would you leave roughly?
Depends. So some days I only had Coke, and some days I had both of them. If I do both of them, I'm leaving at like 6 a.m. So 10 to 6, I'm working.
It also depends on the store as well, because sometimes you could go in a store and you could be there for like 15 minutes because half the job's already done for you. But then you could also be there for an hour because the staff haven't done their job properly, and that like puts a fork in the works real badly.
Yeah, like our job is supposed to be just making it look pretty, and because the supermarket's supposed to stock it up, right?
Mm.
But a lot of the times they don't.
They don't really stock it up.
Yeah, then make it look.
You get people with like teenagers that are just trying to get their job.
Exactly. Yeah. Honestly, I don't blame them.
Yeah. Either.
Yeah.
I was at that point once in my life.
Yeah. Well, we could talk about what happened on the weekend with the wrestling event.
I'm very interested in this, so yes.
Well, I mean, if you follow me on social media, you'll see I was in a wrestling ring. But what did you want to ask if you had any questions?
So, did you, like, compete?
I wasn't supposed to, but I did.
Oh, okay.
So, it's actually my mate, Kurt Brown. So, it was the Matariki Rumble. there were a lot of great fighters. So they had the Rumble, which was like 30 people, where every like minute or two, some new fighter will come in.
Oh, yeah.
And if they go over the top rope and on the floor, they're out. So it's like last man standing.
Okay, yeah.
So Kurt was the first one to walk out. And me and O'Shea Murphy came out with him. Well, at first...
You were like, you got brought in...
The champion, Henare, amazing guy, so cool. He did like a little speech. He was like, you know, he wasn't fighting. He's injured at the moment. And then we cut his speech off. We came out. Me, Kurt, and O'Shea came. We want to do a little promo for ourselves. Like, look at us, Kurt Brown. Kurt Brown's like the social media guy of the wrestling scene, at least.
Right, yeah, yeah. Bro, the crowd.
So, Kurt said a few things. O'Shea snatched the mic. O'Shea slaps the champion in the face. Champion's like, gives him the one chance. O'Shea slaps him again. I'm like filming it. Like, O'Shea got headbutted by the champion. Fell on the floor. And I'm like holding O'Shea. So I'm like, bro, are you okay? Are you okay? And then in the video, it's so funny. I turn the camera and this boot just comes for us and kicks us out. But now there were some great fights. And then Kurt went in the Rumble. This is one guy, Sonny, who's actually been on our podcast before. And he kind of, Sonny came on our podcast. And Sonny and Kurt don't really like each other. I told Sonny that my mate Kurt would beat him in a fight. Sonny didn't like that.
Oh, yeah.
Sonny walked out. And like, Sonny was the second person to come into the Rumble. So first was Kurt. He's standing there waiting for the next opponent. Sonny comes in. Before Sonny actually goes in the ring, he comes up to my face. He's like screaming in my face.
Oh.
Screaming. And I'm like, this is not my area, but I'm in it. So I'm screaming at him back.
Yeah.
And then I slapped his leg and he got out of the ring, chased me around a bit. But 15 minutes later, there's about 7 guys in the ring just all on the floor. And I was getting gassed up. I was like, oh my God, this is so cool. I just jump in there. I just get in there. And then I'm just like looking around at all these guys. I'm not hurting them or anything. And then Kurt grabbed up this one wrestler who I've never met before, never seen before in my life. Like, he just holds him up like this. And I don't know what my instincts were saying. I just slapped him. And I'm like, damn, that felt good. Slapped him 2 more times. I was just too into it. And then all of a sudden, the next wrestler comes in. This mess is like 6'5", 6.5 wrestler, German, comes in. He's so tall, man. He's like this much taller than me. Kurt's hyping me up.
He was the one, like the second or third fight, and he had that other like Asian guy with him, eh?
I was probably backstage. I probably didn't see them, but he might have. He probably did. But yeah, he came up, like, he's looking at me, and obviously I'm in a suit. I'm not meant to be there. I'm just too gassed in the moment.
He's
and
probably wondering,
Kurt,
what the hell's this guy up to?
Kurt's just hyping me up. And I'm like, you know what? Maybe I can take this guy. This guy, man. Like, I've done one day of training in my life. I can take this guy. So I'm like screaming at the crowd. I'm like, is that me? Is that me? And I ran up to him with no plan, no idea what I was going to do. I ran up to him, he grabs me by the neck and just pulls me to the corner. Literally, I got a nice buttoned up shirt. He rips my shirt with his hand, slaps me. And I'm not going to show it on camera. I got photos I can show you afterwards. There are 2 massive like hand marks, red, on my chest. And he just throws me out of the ring. And I'm just like dazed. I'm like, what just happened? I was just happy to be there, though.
I do have a question for you. So, when you first came out, not for the Rumble, the 30-person Rumble.
Oh, like when O'Shea slapped?
Yeah. When O'Shea got slapped, you guys were walking out. And I know that you, like, struggle with social anxiety.
I'm better now. I'm a lot better now. Way better now. But
what was going through your head when you came out and you were getting, like, all the boos? And I don't know if you heard it or not, but from the crowd, I heard...
Boos.
No, but I heard someone from the crowd say fake Logan Paul, fake Mr. Beast, and O'Shea.
Someone yelled out, what in the TikTok is this?
Yeah.
I had an argument with like a 8-year-old kid. Like when I was walking around, when Kurt was fighting, this 8-year-old kid says, you suck. And I was like going back and forth with him. There's like a group of like 15-year-old kids that are like, boo, boo.
Right by the walkout stage as well.
Oh, okay. And the second time when I came out, I looked at them first and I'm like, there's footage of it. I'm like, I'm back. I just don't really care anymore.
You did it like, bro, for me, if I was in your shoes, bro, I would be like so, not scared, but I'd be like, oh, I think like, no one likes me.
Doing all the content that I've done at the moment and doing some cool events and being on stage and stuff, it's kind of like, because I used to be so shy, I think it's kind of helped my anxiety. And now I just don't really care anymore, because now I'm just like, this is the life I want. I want to be an entertainer. I want to tell stories. I want to make fun videos. So I think now I'm just like, this is what I want to do. I don't really care anymore. So I don't really get embarrassed anymore. But if you were to ask me to do that 5 years ago, it would have been no.
I'm the exact same. Yeah. I'm like, I used to be very shy. I'm still like an introvert now.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, like after being on camera so many times, it's like, it's another day, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. It's like I used to, like I have to edit the podcast every single week. It doesn't bother me anymore because I edit so many things with my face on it. Not trying to sound cocky, but because I'm a content creator. Like, yes. You probably feel the same. Like, do you feel like, are you embarrassed editing yourself, listening to your voice? Or are you kind of just like, this is just another video, it doesn't bother me?
I'm not embarrassed. I'm just sick of my own voice.
Just sick of it, yeah.
I remember when we first did the first episode and I had to send, because we had a completely different setup. When we first started, we're in Phoenix's lounge. We had two like computer microphones connected to two different laptops.
Shit mics. Oh, there was one good mic, one shit one.
Yeah, and so I remember like having to record it on my laptop and sending it through to Phoenix, but I listened to it myself the first time through. I think I still got the recording on my phone somewhere, but I was just listening to it and I'm like, I hate the sound of my voice. But now that we're like 90 episodes in, now that we're like 90 episodes down, you get used to it after a while.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, I listen to our podcast sometimes.
Yeah, yeah, I do as well.
I go back and just listen to old ones just to see like how, what we were up to, what we were talking about.
One of my friends told me that my ex listened to the dating advice podcast or the episode about dating advice. And I'm like, I can't even remember we did that.
Yeah, so I don't even remember that either.
So I was scrolling back through. It was like episode 20, season one. Like, I don't even think it was season one at that point, season zero, whatever. I listened to it and I was like, holy crap, we have changed so much in the sense of like audio quality.
Yeah.
Like conversations. It's so different, man.
Mm.
That's cool though that you can see your progression.
Yeah,
like, honestly, respect. Like 90 episodes of anything is a lot of work, you know.
Yeah.
Especially because you're currently doing all the editing as well, right?
Yeah.
And also, I will say, obviously, over 90 episodes, me and Phoenix do butt heads a bit, but like that's just how things are when you're like with someone constantly doing something week after week. Like you do not get sick of that person, but you do butt heads a lot. But I guess that kind of what makes friendship stronger, like getting through those like hard times. And yeah, it has been an ordeal doing this podcast, but like
that's why I think it's good like to do different contents with different people all the time. Like my flatmate Cade, he does
not O'Shea.
No. O'Shea, I feel like O'Shea, I do so many great skits with. Wynn, I do great skits with, but also like lots of vlog stuff and like challenges and stuff with Wynn. My cousin Cade, he does skits, but he also helps out on like all my movies because like I do feature films as well.
Oh, yes.
And then obviously like Jamie, this podcast. And then me and another mate are working on a smaller podcast set on one specific topic and not uploading all the time. But we're working on that. It's like cool doing different stuff with different people. I think if I was doing like a podcast with O'Shea, skits of O'Shea, movies of O'Shea, I'm going to get sick of O'Shea.
Mm. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
I like Jamie. Jamie's like my podcast guy. Cade and O'Shea like my skit guy, or Cade's like my movie guy, Wynn's my vlog guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of
diversifying
cool.
Your content is very good, because also if you're doing a bunch of content on your page and they're just seeing O'Shea, 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 people tend to get a bit like, okay. You know, they get a bit sick of it after a while, in my opinion. I love seeing people going out and doing collaborations with heaps of different content creators, because it diversifies and actually makes like new connections and new comedy that you wouldn't like have heard before.
Yeah. And I think you also learn so much from meeting other people, you know, they do content this way and I never thought about it that way. And
100%. Yeah. It can also give you a completely different perspective on the way you look at certain content. Right.
Yeah. I agree on that. Like it's been cool going to like hanging out and working with different people. Like I'd love to collab with you. We'd all love to collab with you on something. Like no idea what it would be.
Yeah.
But it'd be cool to collab with you on something too.
For sure.
But yeah. We're well over the our booking time, but is there anything else you wanted to say last week?
I started streaming daily. Well, not daily, but every couple of days. So go on Twitch and type in Never Fold Only Nap or Jamie underscore Sugar on TikTok. And
Never what?
Twitch streaming.
No, wait, what's the name? Never.
Never Fold Only Nap. All Never one word. Okay. And yeah, find me on Twitch. I stream between 1 to 3 and then finish at about 6. So yeah, if you're bored, want to come have a yarn, jump on the Twitch chat and just come have a yarn with me, because I always love having a good yarn.
What are you playing at the moment?
Oh, I'm doing Factorio, but I was playing Warframe. I do play CS, but I also have got a project coming on the way, and it's in the works. And
is that
it is
the thing you were telling me about last week?
Yeah,
you're doing it. Okay,
we're going ahead with it. We have a location. We have a crew of people. We're just sorting out the logistics. So next month, there's going to be a really good live stream on my Twitch. So yeah, tune in, and you guys won't be disappointed.
Is there anything you wanted to say before we finish off?
Nah, I think it went by so quick. I can't believe it's all like the time just went like that.
And where can we find you?
Saman Yavari, either on Instagram or TikTok. On Instagram, it's Saman Yavari with 2 eyes, because apparently one eye was taken. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which is crazy, because I've got such a unusual name. But yeah, there we go.
Crazy.
All right, awesome.
Thank you so much for coming on.
And we'll see you back next week. Yeah.
Sure.